Best of the Midwest takes you to Holland, Michigan. Here's the executive director of the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Linda Hart. Linda, this is John. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. What's the weather like in Holland today?
Well, it was a little more, I wanted to say we had blue skies, but now I just see clouds. So I think the weather that you guys are getting, we're going to slowly approach up here.
I suppose that's the way it usually works, right? We get rain or snow, then you'll get the rain or snow. You're on the other side of the lake.
Yeah, sometimes the lake, you know, sometimes the lake can intensify things, and sometimes it can just make it all go away. So I guess that's, you know, I guess that's the mystery of living on the side of this side of Lake Michigan.
I think for weather, your side is more interesting because of the lake. What's the drive? If I'm downtown Chicago now, I want to get to downtown Holland. How do I get there? How long does that take?
It's 2.5 hours. I can make it in downtown Chicago in 2.5 hours. I should point out, though, that Amtrak runs from from Union Station there all the way to downtown Holland. So you can pick up the train, in the evening. It leaves Holland in the morning, gets down into downtown Chicago, and then in the evening it comes back. So it's a great mode of transportation if you don't, you know, not looking forward to taking that drive.
Does it make any sense to take the ferry from Milwaukee across?
If you live in Wisconsin, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it makes perfect sense.
And then how far am I? I'm trying to remember now where that where it unloads, because
sure.
I've done that.
So there's two ferries. One goes from Milwaukee over to Muskegon, which is about 45 minutes north of Holland. And the other one is in Manitowoc that goes over to Ludington. That's a little farther drive for us. So two separate ferries.
Yeah, it's just kind of a fun way to do it, especially if that's convenient enough for you. So I get to Holland. Describe Holland for me. How big a town are you?
We're about 34,000 in the city limits. The greater Holland area is about 112,000 residents. We consider ourselves a year-round destination. It was founded by the Dutch in the mid-1800s, so it has a lot of rich Dutch heritage history. We do celebrate that heritage with an annual tulip festival. But today, you know, I would say we're very culturally diverse, and we have a lot of festivals celebrating our diversity.
And you're right on the lake.
We're right on the lake. Downtown is about 7 miles from Lake Michigan, but, you know, as the crow flies, it's 7 miles to the big lake. So, you know, there's a lot of beach towns where the downtown is connected. You know, it's just a walk to the waterfront. We like the separation because our downtown is so thriving and so large that, you know, if you want to do the water sports, the beach, you know, anything, the trails, you can do that. But then when you're ready to come downtown, have a great meal, go see some live music, you can come to the downtown and do that.
So where do I stay then? Do I try and find like a B&B or something by the water, or should I book a hotel and something closer to the city?
Sure. Well, you could do both, actually. You could book a B&B. We do have some that are close to Lake Michigan. We also have 5 campgrounds. We have one campground. It's Holland State Park, and that's got a campground right on Lake Michigan, and as well as Lake Makatawa. Lake Makatawa is an inland lake that's about 1,700 acres. If you buy boat, you can get all the way to downtown via boat on Lake Makatawa. And we do have hotels. We have 22 lodging properties. We do have one that is on Lake Makatawa, about a quarter mile from Lake Michigan. It's called Lake Ranch Resort, but we have a whole variety of other hotels in downtown and in the surrounding townships of the city of Holland.
And you're big enough that you do have a retail community, right? I know you've got restaurants and bars, but you also have shopping as well.
Yes. I would probably say our shopping and our dining is probably the highlight of downtown. We're not a touristy downtown, so it's not a lot of beach wear and sun umbrellas and flip-flops and things like that. Locally owned shops, we have over 100 locally owned boutique shops. You know, granted, we do have a couple national brands downtown, White House Black Market, Talbot's, but for the most part, they're all locally owned. So you're going to find anything from, you know, men's clothing and women's clothing to shoe stores to home goods to kitchenware. It's a great downtown for shopping.
We're talking about Holland, Michigan now with Linda Hart, and she's the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau there. This is our Best of the Midwest series. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to find a place to stay. Is summer the marquee season? Is that the best month to go?
Well, we think that year round is anytime is the perfect time to go. You know, we're known for a tulip festival, as I mentioned earlier. We get a lot of folks that come and see the tulips, but really it's that 100 days of summer where, you know, we have sunny skies and we have so many outdoor events. You know, we have amazing farmers market. There's street performers on Thursdays. You know, free concerts in the park on Friday. So lots to do, definitely.
When is that Tulip Festival?
The Tulip Festival this year is May 4th through the 12th. So another 2 weeks is coming up.
Yeah. And then what's that like? I've seen pictures. How do I do that?
The Tulip Festival, plan ahead. We always ask people if you know what you're getting into, and you, meaning you know the crowds that we're going to happen to be able to navigate our community. That's the best way to enjoy yourself. You know, I told you we have a community of 34,000 people. We'll see close to 500,000 people who want to come and enjoy the tulips. So, you know, we always say, you know, call our office. We can help navigate. There's the Tulip Time office. They have a full schedule of events. Lots of really great things to do. We have two parades. So lots of happenings, but, you know, and tulips, you can see for free downtown in a lot of the public parks, but we also have some attractions where, you know, it costs an admission to get, you know, to see 4 million tulips if that's what you're looking for.
You got a bike trails. I know that you've got, like, there's a place to rent an electric bike, maybe bring my own bike. Just tell me how, if I want to hike or bike, I do Holland.
Well, our office has a biking brochure. We have 150 miles of multi-use trails. So, and all those trails are identified, whether it's, you know, a multi-use dedicated trail, or if you're going to share the road, or if it's a bike lane. So we have those trails, we have those maps in our office. You can also download them from our website as well. All of the bike shops are always willing to help you and say, this is our favorite ride, whether or not you want to take a ride along the lakeshore all the way up to Grand Haven, or if you want to explore and go a little south and go to Saugatuck, because those are both two beach town communities that are very easy to access, and nice rides, especially on bike.
So a lot of these towns have a signature hotel or restaurant. Everybody knows to go to there. What are some of the signature spots in Holland?
Sure. So I would say downtown New Holland Brewing is probably the most recognizable because of the New Holland beer.
Sure.
So obviously it was, you know, started here in downtown Holland. We have a new restaurant. It's called Bowerman's on 8th. It's a family who has a blueberry farm, and they've really taken some available space downtown and opened a restaurant with a blueberry theme. Their food is absolutely amazing. And then Hops at 84 East. That's probably my favorite because they're right next to our office downtown, our visitor center downtown. Super popular. Pizza is amazing. As far as lodging hotels, we have three hotels downtown. We have the Tulip Hotel, which is a boutique hotel. If anybody's familiar with Holland, it used to be City Flats Hotel. So now it's called the Tulip. We have Hayworth Inn, which is part of Hope Campus. And then we have the Courtyard by Marriott, which is right on 8th Street, which is our main street. And I will point out that for the Courtyard, they are consistently rated in the world for service. Last year, they came in as number 2 rated for service in the whole world for Courtyard. So that says something.
Okay. And by the way, interestingly, just about everything you've just suggested is part of an overnight stay package that our listeners can win at WGNradio.com. If you go to the contest page, you can register to win the overnight stay at that Hawthorne Hotel in the heart of downtown Holland, and then gift cards to Hops at 84 East. That's the pizza place you just mentioned. And Bowerman's on 8th Cafe and Bakery with the blueberries. And tickets to 3 local attractions, plus a $50 gas card to fuel up for your short ride to charming Holland. Visit the contest page at WGNradio.com. Wow. I'm in, Linda. That sounds like great fun.
It is, and you can tell who put the package together, right?
Well, we appreciate the tour of your town, and we'll see you this summer, if not before or after.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.